Hello and welcome to episode 139 of the Arena Regulars podcast. I'm Zach.
And I'm Jeff.
And we're your host for drunken Magic the Gathering Arena content.
That's right. Just a couple of regular dudes drinking some irregular beers and talking about Magic the Gathering, in particular, the online client MTG Arena and all of the awesome stuff that has happened there in the past year.
That's right. This is our year in review. We're just looking back to see what we liked, what we didn't like, and basically just grabbing a beer before the holidays.
Maybe even a little looking ahead.
Ooh, that's true. That's true. So without further ado, each episode we drink a beer. We rate it on a scale from bronze to mythic, just like the tiers in Arena. And so, Jeff, what's on tap this week?
Okay, this week we have something called Grandma's Boy. It is from Bellwoods Brewery, who featured on the show a few times. They tend to score pretty well. This is 7.7%, big one. And it is a wild ale blend with Shiro plums. So reading the side here, it says it's a blend made in Solera style, which means like repeatedly you have aged beer and then you repeatedly add fresh beer to it. And what that does, I guess, is like cultivate weird wild yeast strains. So it's gonna be a little funky. It's gonna be a little, it's definitely gonna have a bit of tang to it. Bellwoods is really good at this type of stuff, though. It's actually what they're known for, is these like Brett aged beers. And this one is aged on plums, Shiro plums.
Yeah, so exciting with this, and the bottle art has this like a doily, like your grandma would make and would be underneath all of her lamps and her
I always like the art they do.
They do some pretty cool stuff. Anyway, so Jeff, let's crack this one open and see what.
And I'm seeing it says 2022 on it, so I guess it's aged for
from
somewhere between 12 and 24 months.
Perfect. Perfect. It's the end of 2023. Let's drink a beer from 2022.
That's right. Good thinking.
Good thinking. Anyway, with that, we have some magic news. Not a ton of stuff this week. We basically got through most of it last week. But we do have something really big that's, I'm just very happy that this happened. We have word from the MTG devs, or the arena devs, that is, that they finally solved the matchmaking issue that they've been having on the client. So for a long time, the past couple months, it feels like, you haven't been able to actually play against your friends and like do challenges and stuff, which was a really big issue for tournaments specifically.
Yeah.
So basically all the tournaments on MTGA stopped. Anything on MTG Melee that was going through Arena, they just couldn't do anything because reliably you could not always play against your opponent.
Wow.
And it seems like it's been fixed.
That's huge. So I did not know about this, and recently I was like, I wonder if there are any like competitive tournaments, if I have some, you know, a weekend free or something, and I checked Melee and there's nothing. And I was like, what, do they just not do online tournaments anymore? It was all paper events, and I was pretty sad panda about that.
Sad panda. Oh wow, really throwing me back with that one. Yes. South Park reference from like early 2000s.
Yeah, man. This is a look back episode.
And that makes me a sad panda. Anyway. Yeah, so that was the reason. Like the pizza box opens, which happened all the time. They had to postpone, which is unfortunate. Also, like there's a big like limited showdown. I know that the Lords of Limited and Limited Resources like to once a set kind of battle each other. They draft in the same pod and then play against each other. They do like a team draft.
Wouldn't be able to do that. Yeah.
And they haven't been able to do it. So that'll be back as well. It's not something I watch a lot of, but I do see on Twitter who's been winning and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I'm just happy that it's actually, back online, because I also like to play against some of my friends as well, so that makes me very happy.
I obviously don't, because I didn't notice that this was a thing, but it does explain why I couldn't find any arena tournaments. So hopefully next year there will be a few more arena tournaments if anyone wants to scratch their competitive itch.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Jeff, let's get back looking at 2023. What a year.
Yes. It was a good one. Yeah. A
It was.
lot of stuff happened.
There was a lot of stuff. I'm just going to quickly run through some of the sets that we had seen that went on to Arena, because we're just going to kind of basically talk about whatever we want. We're not going to go in any sort of order necessarily. So stop me if you have something to say, but I'm just going to say a quick list. So standard sets that came out this year were Phyrexia All Will Be One, then March of the Machine, followed by the mini set Aftermath, Wilds of Eldraine, and Lost Caverns of Ixalan. That was our standard lineup this year.
Whoa.
You just tasted
Okay.
the
Interesting.
It's yeah, it's definitely interesting. I'm excited to hear what you have to say about it at the end of the episode. But what I want to know right now is, of the standard sets, looking back, which one did you like the most? Would you ever,
Yeah.
two questions, which one did you like the most, and which one would you go back and draft again?
Okay, so for sure, the one I'd go back and draft again is All Will Be One. That was my favorite limited
Yes.
set of the year by quite a lot. It's the only one I played a lot of. These other ones I played a little bit of, and then I was like, I want to go play Standard, or I want to go play Explorer, craft, 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 do the thing that we tell you not to do, and then and then I went off. But All Will Be One held my attention for quite a long time. And looking back, I think still think about it fondly. I think a big part of that is like, part of it is the aggro decks, the being there being like two good aggro decks in the format, but like Lost Caverns has that as well. I would say All Will Be One was just there was just a lot of things that were pretty cool about it. Toxic was a really good version of poison. It was like, to me, fixed poison. And I really liked the whole like battle around not getting your third counter. I thought that led to some really interesting plays that you would almost never make in a normal game of limited Magic. Like, you would never be like, well, I gotta kill your 1/1 instead of committing to the board because I can't take a third hit from it. So I thought that was just, I know like it wasn't, I don't think it was that well received by the
No.
community, but I thought it was the best one of the year, personally.
I agree with you 100%. That's definitely the one I like the most. And I miss it. I loved a ton of stuff about that, specifically Toxic, and I went on and on and on about Toxic when it first came out. I played
I
a
was like,
ton
really
of it.
toxic? I don't know if I want to call you Toxic Zach. Actually, that's not a great nickname, but green white toxic Zach. liked All Will Be One, but that's a shocker.
Yeah, so that was obviously one that just was amazing. Also because I was playing Mirex before it was in every deck, because
Yeah, you were playing it before it was cool. That's true. And I think I don't even remember if I think I was inspired to play it by you, and then I was just like, this card is insane. Why have I not been playing this like
I think I harped on it
since
one
day
episode.
one?
I was just like, this is the card you want against control. This is the
Yeah, and
just
I was like, all
completely.
right, I guess I'll throw it in, but like, I don't know.
I'm
And then I was like,
literally
this card's so good.
I'm signing in extra copies against control because it's so
Yeah.
good. I'm like
Get him in
mulliganing
there.
to it. Yeah. No,
Mulligan
it's
to it. Jesus.
I was like, the game revolves around Mirex, and I need to make sure I have it.
Finally, the triple Mirex hand that I was hoping for.
Yeah, they all activate each other and make one, one, one
Yeah.
that cannot block.
Opponent just goes like Field of Ruin,
He's like,
Demolition Field.
yeah, well, I still have one more in that scenario,
Yeah,
so
that's why you
thank
needed
God I
three.
had, yeah, I needed three. But no, I agree that draft format was a lot of fun for me. I like really fast formats. I want it to be like, if you don't have a one drop, you're already behind. I like that kind of
Yeah.
stuff.
So, like cons, you mean?
well, to me, well, we can get into that.
Yeah.
Obviously, this year we did get cons of Tarkir draft. I've been drafting it and doing poorly, except for today. Today, I have avenged myself.
Perfect.
I did it. I had
You
two.
finally cracked the format, huh?
I
Solved it.
did. I did. Yeah. with two different decks. I had a fantastic run, but anyway, so I feel good now. I could probably walk away if I wanted to, and be happy
There
with
are
after
always those formats that just take you a long time. Like, not you
that.
in particular, just Pete, like me
Yeah.
as
Yeah,
well.
you, Zach, you have a really
It
hard
always takes
time with
you
you
forever.
for like everyone else gets it, but you don't. I don't know what is about you.
There's always, everyone has that format that just takes them like forever to figure out. And usually I never even do because I'm just like, I'm tired of going like 2-3 and I want to go do something else.
Yeah. The thing is with Khan's draft, I think that I pushed so hard because people have been talking about it forever. And I was like, I have to be know this format. So I finally feel in a place where I can kind of get it. But for the format for me that I just never got and just gave up completely was March of the Machine. Like I hated that draft format. And it was
Yeah, I
the
didn't like it either, but people loved
longest
it.
one. It
Yeah.
was like it's the same
Like, I
kind of
think most
like
people would say that was their favorite draft
I
format of the year.
know. What is that? I don't know.
It's just that Marshall and Louis liked it, man.
Yeah, but they're like green, blue, dirtly players, and I'm so not that at all.
I'm the exact,
Like,
well, I don't know if I'm the exact opposite of that. I like
you're.
to dirtle once in a while, but never with green blue. Come on.
Yeah. Green, blue is for attacking with in cons, you play green two
Bear
twos
punch,
and
yeah.
you and then you like force away their creatures. Yeah, bear punch them.
Actually, blue-green decks are my favorite in cons, but that's
Yeah.
like probably the only format I could think of where
Yeah, but
that's
you can
true.
also play Secret Plans. Well, we don't
Yeah, I
have to
like the
go.
secret plans deck and I like the bear punch deck.
Yeah. See, you just don't have to go too deep. That's the beauty of every color combination. I had this realization today that like if I can play an aggressive strategy in any color combination, I'm happy with it. Like blue red, usually don't like it, but if you can do aggressive spell stuff, I'm fine with it. I like it.
Right.
So we
Yeah, it's the like control spells matters
Yeah.
decks that always suck.
Aggressive like tempo blue black decks. Love it.
Oh man, I love those too. Those are some of the best ones. Like
Yeah.
anytime there's a color pair that's sort of supposed to do one thing, and then there's a format where it's doing the opposite of that. Like right now, white and blue are like the best aggro colors in standard.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have Azorius aggro essentially is one of the best decks. And I'm like, nice,
Making
that's cool.
Azorius making the big like biggest creature on the battlefield.
Azorius has the biggest creature. And there's like two different flavors of it. You could do soldiers, or you could just do like blue white schooner stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't see that every day.
It's nice. I like it. So that's been really great. But talking also about blue black decks is that this year, if we're not talking about sets specifically, but this was like a pretty big like Demir year. Like
Yeah.
a like about I don't know, we started getting into Demir taking over standard in July, and it lasted for quite a long time.
Right after we built our Demir decks because we didn't want to pick something that was too busted.
Yeah, or is too obvious, you
Yeah,
know.
it's too obvious. We just look best deck in the format. That's what
Yeah.
they pick.
Like the we pick it and then like literally like the next weekend it's like everywhere and we're like, well,
Yeah.
like,
All
but
right, well,
it's
so we'll be taking the championship list from this event and making it
yeah.
worse. Come along for the ride with us.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. If you want to check out those episodes, go see what we were doing back in the end of July, but with our standard experiment. But you know, hey, it's been nice to move away from the like red being the best color everywhere. Like format, which was the beginning of the year, because Fable of the Mirrorbreaker was still legal. It didn't get banned yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Was like red, black, everything in standard.
Yep, and then they banned a red card and a black card, and the card that
And
red black played.
yeah, which, I mean, so the cards that got banned, if anyone doesn't remember. It's Fable of the Mirrorbreaker and Invoke Despair. And then Reckoner Bankbuster is the artifact that also got banned, which
Yeah.
we don't like that card on the show. Jeff more
No.
so than I, but not like it as in think it's not good or just like overplayed.
Yeah, I think I like I copied a red black explorer list that had three copies, and I was like, there's no way I'm playing three main deck copies of this card. I still have like one or two in there because I don't know what to swap
Else
them
to
out with
do.
yet, but it is like consistently the worst card in my deck in 60% of matchups, and then like a totally fine, like a decent to pretty good card in the mirror. And so it's like, if I'm expecting everyone else to be on Rakdos, then I guess it
It's
makes sense to
better.
play three of these in the main deck. That's super aggressive, and it's just not where the format's at. Like, everyone's on Amalia combo, and then I'm like, oh, I lose the game because I drew Reckoner Bankbuster, and it's terrible. Like, literally just like tapping out so they can go combo.
Hey, I'm gonna to draw a card at the end of your turn. Oops.
Okay, you're
Until
dead.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's awful. Horrible, that matchup.
Reckoner Bankbuster obviously came out the year before. So it didn't come out
Fable
this
as
year.
well.
Yeah,
Actually,
same
all
with
these cards were from Neon Dynasty.
they were. But when Reckoner
Fable had to go
Bankbuster,
and probably should have been banned earlier, but whatever. They banned it when they banned it because of they had some specific timing in mind that
which
they wanted to ban.
we're gonna get to in just a second. But I did want to say just quickly on Reckoner Bankbuster that like when that card was everywhere, you were the first one to say, hey, everyone keeps talking about how this is Maze Mind Tome, but better. And Maze Mind Tome sucked.
Yeah,
So
Maze Mind Tome was terrible. So like,
also it's not better.
yeah, it was just like, yeah, people were taking the card that already annoyed me that everyone was talking about as being amazing, and then they're like, "This is like that card." I'm like,
It's like
exactly. I
that's
agree. It
that's why I don't like
sucks.
it, but it doesn't even gain you life.
Yeah.
And with the only thing with Record of Bank Buster that was annoying is that it makes your like pro colored toxic creatures not be able to get through, because
Yeah, I
Skrelf,
never really
one of the
used
best
against
cards
that, but
printed this entire year, Skrelf,
I don't know if I agree with that.
would try to make your the
It got a lot of
last point
hype, I'll
of
give you that.
it. It won me a lot of games, and it's annoying as hell.
Yeah,
It's a
I will
lightning
say
rod.
Bankbuster is much better in red black than
Skrelv is in red black.
yes, but also than Maze Mind Tome would be because
That's true.
the 4/4 attacker is much more relevant in the Rakdos aggro deck.
Totally.
But people were playing it in like control lists and stuff and being like, it's like Maze Mind Tome, but better. I'm like, it's like Maze Mind Tome, but worse for you, actually.
Yeah, you want the life, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
One
You want the life, you want the ability to scry instead of having to pay two to draw the card,
every
and
single time.
you don't want to turn on their removal in game one. So it's actually like way worse. But okay, whatever. You only get to draw three cards off instead of four. Like, whatever. It's just definitely worse, but don't have to rehash this debate. There are a lot of cards that are see a ton of play that I called overrated, so
It's true. It
and I
is
have a
true.
deck full of them, like literally full of cards that I said were overrated. Sorry, I think I said underrated, but I meant overrated.
I just go ahead and list all
Yeah,
of them. You can just look at
Bloodtide
a,
Harvester, yeah, Reckoner Bankbuster, Shieldred.
the apocalypse.
I didn't call Fable of the Mirror Breaker overrated, but I definitely underrated it when it first came out.
But to be fair, so did everybody else.
So did
So
everyone who's not lying.
that's true. Yes.
Reminds me of
Because
Oko a bit when everyone's like, I knew this was busted. It's like, no, you didn't. You knew it was good. You did not know it was the best card ever.
there are a lot of people
Don't give me
saying
that shit.
that it was horrible because they're
Yeah.
like, oh, what's a food token? Oh, that sounds really bad. You don't want that. Okay, so all you do is like make a 3/3. That sucks.
Yeah.
Over
Yeah.
two
Lots of people were saying it
turns.
was bad. I remember looking at the card and being like, I think this card is better than people think it is. And that was my whole take, which was true. But I
Yes,
was
but
not like, that is the best card they have ever printed.
yeah. You will never be able to kill this unless you specifically sideboard into it.
Because you just need to actually play against it, especially on turn two from Gilded Goose when they're on the play. And you're just like, there's literally no way to win this game.
It's over. Everything I do is done. Oh, my creature is flying. No, it doesn't. All right. Well, okay.
For all you people yelling at me that Oko didn't come out in the past year, I shouldn't be talking about it. It is relevant.
It is relevant because we have to play against it now because there's a new format that made it
That's right.
legal.
It essentially came out this year because you can play it again.
It essentially came out because I'd never played against it before, and now I have to do it all the time, and it's terrible. Of course, we're talking about the Timeless format, which is our new Arena Vintage, which is every card on Arena, with three cards being restricted. That is Demonic Tutor, Tybalt's Trickery, and what's the last one?
Channel.
What was it?
Channel.
Channel. Yes, channel, of course. So, anyway. Been playing a ton of that. I
Yeah,
would like
Timeless
to.
is awesome.
Yes. If you listened to last week's episode, you may have heard me say that I wasn't super interested in this format and I don't really want to play it at all. Didn't even need to take a week. I've been playing like no standard or explorer, only cons draft and then timeless. That's all I've been doing.
It's pretty awesome.
It's been
And
really awesome.
it's just fun to be part of a new format. Like
Yeah.
the decks that were good in the first few days, I think people are realizing aren't the good decks anymore. And it's just like everything's in such flux. Like first you can't lose, then you can't win, then you can't lose again, and then you can't win again. It's like
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening, but a lot of the same cards are still the center point of every game.
Yeah. I actually saw I was playing against a deck that was essentially like four or five color Field of the Dead. But it was also
Yeah.
playing like caves. So it was like they were playing
Right.
spelunking and stuff. It didn't seem
Spelunking.
very good.
That seems like,
Especially when I was blood mooning them.
yeah. If that
That
was
was
like
fun.
a Pioneer thing, that would be a really good deck, maybe.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. In Timeless, it seems a
Like,
bit.
you're playing a three mana like bad enchantment.
And all of your other lands are tapped to like make use of Spelunking. So it's like,
It's like I
is that
guess
going to do anything
they weren't playing
for
like the
Clarion?
common caves. They were playing like Sunken Citadel and stuff like that. So I didn't actually get to see the whole deck because they kept scooping because I would just blood moon them. But anyway, which is so fun. That's what I've been having, just having a ball. Even when it doesn't work, you know. I
It's
think
still fun, yeah. I've actually blood mooned myself out of a game
I
before.
have done that as well.
Yeah.
You know
Where
what
I
I
had
did?
like one swamp and I jammed the blood moon and then I had all black cards in my hand. So I was only able to cast one spell per turn and my
And you're like,
opponent just like naturally drew their basics and just
yeah, it's like
started smashing me. I
classic,
was like,
classic.
okay, fair enough.
I deserve this. You know, it's got to happen to me too. I also wanted to say, just a quick tip that I've learned over and over again is if you happen
So have
to,
you learned it then?
I don't know. Mishra's Bauble is a card that's being played all over Timeless. You should definitely go craft them because they're only uncommons. Get all four
Freebie.
and play them. I know a lot of people are saying that, like, oh, these arena zoomers are playing too much Mishra's Bauble and it's not really that good and blah, blah, blah. I think you should still play it and start with it and then see if you want to continue having it in your deck or not.
Yeah. It's
But.
surprising how much utility it has. Most decks, I would say, well, maybe not most, but like if you're playing Dragon's Rage Channeler, then it's almost an auto include because
Yes.
it's so good with Dragon Rage Channeler. You play the Channeler, you play the Bauble, you surveil, you crack the Bauble. Like you're if you had a fetch land, you could already be at Delirium.
So, which is exactly obviously what you want to be doing in this. So, what I wanted to say is, well, number one, Jeff, you gave us a really good tip in our Discord. If you're not in our Discord, actually, you should come check it out. It's just Serena folks talking about magic and having a good time. It's totally free. The link is down below. So come check us out. Jeff posts deck lists all the time, and I take them and play them. So you could do that too. It's
Yeah, go
really
for
fun.
it. You can also post some if you want, and then
Yeah.
Zach can take those and play
Yeah, exactly.
them.
And then I will give you nothing because I do not contribute besides the trophies that I get with your decks. Just kidding. It's more realistic that I will take your deck, play it on stream, and then lose terribly and feel really bad about it.
Make my deck look bad, man.
I know, it's so awful. What are those things that you don't want to do? Oh, sorry. So the thing that Jeff told us in the Discord is if you have a Mishra's Bauble and your opponent is playing black mana, it's a good idea to crack your Mishra's Bauble on their upkeep so that you can hide the card that you get from it from Thoughtseize. Because you
Yeah,
won't.
if you crack it on your turn, you'll draw the card on their upkeep, and then they can Thoughtseize it away. You only have to do it on their upkeep if you want to see what they're going to draw. If you want to see what you're going to draw, you can do it whenever, like their end step, if you prefer that. But upkeep, yeah, specifically, you want to do it on their upkeep to see the card they're about to draw, and then you float your card past their discard spells.
And I don't know if this is correct, but I almost always look at the card that they are drawing because I want to have perfect knowledge of their hand almost all the time.
If you have a fetch land, it's really nice to look at your card
That's
and
true.
then you get rid of it if it's bad. If you don't have a fetch land, it's almost always better to look at
Look at your
rid of
opponent's
their
hand.
card, I find.
So that's a great tip. Great tips that you get from our Discord. But I did want to say this is a tip from Zach, which is it means I learned it because it hurt me really badly. If you decide to side in a card called Roiling Vortex into your deck, this is a 2 mana enchantment that's red that deals 1 damage to each player on their upkeep. It also has a clause where you can pay a red mana to make it so players don't gain life that turn. It also has some more text on it that I don't ever remember it has, which is if any player casts a spell and uses no mana to cast it, you take 5 damage to the face. And Mishra's Bauble counts as a spell that you
That's
didn't
yeah.
spend mana on.
It is 0 mana, yes.
Most of the time, the reason that this card's in, like that clause is there, is so people can't cheat on mana and play things from the top of their deck or like do stuff
Yeah.
like that, like discover and things like that. It's this, I've lava axed myself multiple times and it is awful to the point where it's game three. They have a Bitter Blossom and I have like this and I'm trying to Blood Moon them. And then I
Yeah.
literally, like, it's like, oh, it's gonna be razor thin
It's gonna be
matchup.
super tight.
I
We're
just, oh, let me
taking
just get another card, play Mishra's Bauble, 5 to the face, immediately go to
just
12,
lava axe myself.
concede
Yeah.
immediately. It's been horrible.
Gotta throw out the oops.
Yeah,
I will
it
take
was.
partial responsibility for this because I was also just like, you know, sometimes you're gonna need to like stop the Uro from gaining life. You're gonna need to put the pressure on. I'll just slap Roiling Vortex in the old sideboard or Rooney, and that'll be good enough. And I never once played it. So then when you were streaming, I was like, maybe we put in Roiling Vortex. I don't know. This was in theory what it's there for, but it was completely untested.
So to keep myself from doing it again, I just started siding out all of my baubles when I bring in
Yeah. Yeah.
the vortex.
Just don't let it happen.
I'm just not gonna let it
His
happen.
bauble is essentially a dead card if you have Vortex in the way.
Yeah, because then you just draw it and you can't do anything with it. So
Yeah.
anyway, yay. Oh my gosh, the fireworks are
Nice.
back.
The fireworks are back. I love it.
If you want to see that, go check out our YouTube. I don't know how my camera works on my computer.
Yeah. But Timeless, here's a quick rundown of a few things that I've learned since last we spoke about it. I do not like Ragavan in this format at all. I've never really had it be good. It always dies. Like everyone is ready for it. And even when it hits, it's often just like you get a treasure. And then that goes back to your hand. And it's like, okay. No, I will not be casting your Uro, Titan of Nature's Wrath, or your Leyline Binding. Unfortunately, I can't cast that one. But like it's just been awful for me. And then it's just like it gets bowmastered and shit, and you're like, ugh.
Immediately.
On the other hand, Bowmasters is amazing. This was a card that I've been like, I knew was good. Everyone's always talking about it in Modern and in Legacy and in Historic and stuff. And I'm just like, I read the card and I was like, okay, yeah, it seems pretty good. Yeah, it's very, very good. I mean, when you
It's
play
very
with
good.
or against it, you're just like, this card's awesome. I mentioned it last week, but that has not changed. The only thing I wanted to update on that is like, I've started building decks that invalidate Bowmasters because almost everyone plays Bowmasters.
Yeah, that's
So, like,
smart.
no one toughness creatures. This is part of moving away from Ragavan and try like don't play blue and brainstorm. I feel like it's a brainstorm versus Bowmasters format. You're gonna be playing one of those two
Yeah,
things.
that's true.
Without Bowmasters, brainstorm decks would just be would run wild.
Amazing, yeah.
And I've seen people like calling for Bowmasters bans. It's like it's so strong, it's way too good. You need to ban it. I'm like, do you know how stupid that would be? If we got rid of Bowmasters, like you would have to play blue and you would have to play four brainstorm and some treasure cruises. Like everyone would have to play the same thing.
Yeah.
So
It's also
no,
like
that's
we're
terrible.
not banning cards in this format, right? We're just restricting them.
Yeah, well,
So,
they want it restricted or what, so you can only play one of them. It's like, come on, it's this card, if you decide to build your deck with it in mind, it's a couple of one ones and a ping. Like, let's settle down on this thing being restricted. Like,
It's I have played multiple games where Bowmasters was really bad. Like, and the amount of times
and I
we're just
think
like,
that's because people are starting to build their decks that way. They're moving away and they're starting to not slam brainstorm when you have two mana open
Yeah,
and
they're
they
just
have
like
no counter for your
Bowmaster.
Bowmasters.
The amount of times it's just like, okay, I'm gonna slam Bowmasters just to get something on the board to pressure them. And they're like, Veil of Summer or whatever. I'm like, no.
That wasn't
So
great for me.
you get to draw a card. I can't target anything. I have to ping myself so that I
Yeah, I have
don't
to
kill
ping
my own
myself.
Bowmasters or my board of one toughness creatures. Interesting. So this was really bad. And now I can't even kill any of your creatures this turn. This
Guess I'll
is.
ping my Deathrite Shaman, and then they're
Yeah.
like, Bowmasters,
Yeah, you're
ping your
like,
Deathrite Shaman. Oh,
what
dear God.
the fuck? Yeah, that's exactly what happens. It's awful. But speaking of Bowmasters, I did want to bring up that we did get Lord of the Rings on Arena.
Yes.
So it's funny for us. I obviously this came out this summer. Lord of the Rings is the biggest Universes Beyond product that Wizards have ever made. Oh, the humble beginnings of the Walking Dead secret lair, and now here we are.
Jeez, yeah. How far we have come.
Though, to be fair, Lord of the Rings was very well received and did like most everyone really likes it, apart from the really powerful cards that have like kind of shaped things. Bowmasters, the One Ring. But besides that, I mean, like having it on Arena, I was just talking to Jeff before we did the show that like because we don't play Historic very much, just because it feels like a dumpster fire of like randomly banned stuff and just like kind of this mess of shit.
And there's just like we have formats we prefer, and there's not enough
Yeah,
time to play every
there's
single
literally
format.
not enough time. And the deck I liked was invalidated a while ago. So anyway,
Oh, one of the best decks in Historic, if you believe some MTGA zone tier lists, is like my favorite modern deck. It's Yawgmoth combo. So, and also, I'm kind of thinking that that deck could probably be good enough to play in timeless.
I've played against it in Timeless,
Oh,
and
you
it is
have? Oh,
pretty
damn. I
good.
wish I'd seen that. I want to see the list, like what kind of cards they're running. But I assume it's you play the busted stuff, right? So you get Once Upon a Time.
Yes, and all that kind of stuff.
And then you probably play Delighted Halfling, Deathrite Shaman, et cetera, et cetera.
All that stuff.
Deathrite Shaman makes it worse though, because they can eat the creature with Undying when it dies.
Yeah, they play that wolf that has Undying and whatever.
Young Wolf, yeah.
Yeah, Young Wolf.
But
But
like it, Deathrite disrupts the combo. Deathrite is
that's true.
awesome and everywhere. So.
You're right. But you know what's not awesome and is also everywhere? The One Ring, which I hate. So when Lord of the Rings had come out, I was like drafting it a bit, kind of for no reason, because I wasn't playing Alchemy or Historic. I was just doing it
Or
just
so
because I
you
wanted to
thought.
draft. Yeah, so it turns out I was going to play with those cards. However, I don't think I drafted any of the good cards. I didn't get any of
There's only
them.
like three of them.
I know, so I never found them. I probably would have taken them if I saw them, but I just never did. Anyway, now they're here. They're here to stay. But it was like Lord of the Rings is the highest grossing like set that Wizards has ever made, which makes a ton of sense because it could easily bring in a ton of people or bring people back to Magic or whatever Lord of the Rings fans, people that are kind of new to both, everything. You've just heard of them before.
Yeah, I kind of like, because when this came out, we were basically like, we're not even going to really talk about this. I'm going to read the cards because I like Lord of the Rings. I like magic. I want to see some of the designs they do. But essentially, we basically said, we're never going to play with these cards. So,
We
I
well
guess
we
we don't
just
have to worry about them. And
we didn't
then,
do our normal like worthless lots and everything for it. So I think we should do that right now. So I think my worthless
Oh
lot
boy.
would be
Yeah, I have a. I'll go first. I'll go first. For my half court shot, I would like to select the One Ring.
Yeah, half court, totally. Yeah, I think that's good C play. Only in fun decks though.
Yeah.
But no, like I'm happy that we're doing this thing where like Arena is getting like full sets of stuff. Because if the Arena got the Lord of the Rings, but only like some of the cards that they thought were going to be played in Historic, it would just feel a lot worse, I think. This summer we're probably going to get another one. I don't think I know what it is yet. Are they doing Final Fantasy this year? I actually can't remember. Sorry, next year.
No, they're doing Fallout and Assassin's Creed.
Right. So one of those, actually, I don't know if either of those are a full set. Maybe I don't know
I
anything
don't
about it.
think they are.
Maybe we should
What
stop
we
talking about
do
it.
get is, yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about our forward-looking stuff later, but we do get Modern Horizons 3.
Oh, that's probably it. Modern Horizons 3 will come to Arena. That's what it's going to be.
And that'll be huge for Timeless.
It'll be very huge because just wait. They're just going to give us a bunch of free shit for sure.
There go my wild cards.
Yep. So start saving up now, folks, if you want to play
Yeah,
Timeless.
seriously.
You already got
Yeah.
your fetches and everything. Well, you gotta have, how many is it? What is that, 20? If they do more evoke like elemental crap.
Yeah, although not all of them
Ours.
were four ofs.
All
Like
right.
Endurance, for example, is kind of just a sideboard
So
card. Most of
16.
the you'll probably need a solid like 50 wild cards to be honest. This set's gonna be, it's just gonna, if the previous ones are any indication, they just turn the format completely on its head because they're now the most powerful stuff to do. So,
So that everyone buys these things.
although Modern doesn't have like Oko and stuff, like it's gonna be hard for them to invalidate Oko, I think.
That is true. Anyway, so we will see with that. But I'm happy
Which
with
I think
this.
is probably the best card in Timeless right now.
I definitely hate
I think
it.
it's Bowmasters and Oko are the two best. And I think Bowmasters, there's more you can do about in your deck building and like in your playing. When your opponent turn two Okos you, there's pretty much nothing you can do. Because people talk about, Unholy Heat, which can trade with Oko if you have it up the turn he has played and you have Delirium activated when that happens, which is not happening on turn two. So once they
Well,
untap, it cannot kill Oko.
one of the things that helps you a lot get Delirium is DRC, Dragon Rage Chandler, and that dies to Bowmaster, so like almost every time, and you never get to use the you have to like play DRC on turn two, so you can like DRC Thoughtseize. Maybe you also get to crack your bauble, and then you have a good shot at having Delirium. Then it just gets lightning bolted instead,
It's like
or like
whatever,
fatal
the
pushed.
removal still kills it.
But we'll see what comes with that. I just wanted to say that I am happy now that Lord of the Rings, the complete thing was on Arena, and that we got to draft it, and we're not kind of getting left out in the dark. I finally feel Timeless has made me feel like a part of the Magic community that was talking about stuff back in July.
Same, yeah. And it's just like all of a sudden I'm like, I'm gonna have to care about Lord of the Rings cards like 2 weeks ago or whatever. And
It's
that
like,
this has been really awesome, and I'm glad that I get to interact with the set because it was kind of a bummer where I was like, well, it's cool they're doing Lord of the Rings,
yeah, but
but
it's just.
I just like it's not gonna be worth it to me because I don't really get to like it's when they do a commander set, right? I'm like,
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
I'm
okay.
not super excited about this. I'll read some of the cards probably and be like, oh, that's kind of cool, but I'm never gonna play these cards, so.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. And this one, not only the Lord of the Rings cards is that I've been like, oh yeah, it'd be really sweet to play against that. But every once in a while, I'm like, man, what would it have been like to play against Fact or Fiction when that was a big card? And now I get to, because Sauron's Ransom is a three
Right.
mana instant speed, or I guess Fact or Fiction is instant speed, but it's just better.
Yeah.
It's two colors, but still. I've been doing a lot of, what do I even do with these piles?
Oh
I'm
yeah.
like, I should be able to manipulate this somehow, but I'm not good enough for
Yeah,
making
I don't have
this.
enough experience doing this
All right, so
to,
do I want to give
you
them
know.
either like playing Snapcaster Mage? So it's like, okay, so one of these goes in their graveyard. Do I want to give them the removal spell and the Snapcaster Mage, or do I want to
Right.
and dump another removal spell into the yard? Or what if I just give them everything? Here, three face down cards and then one face up land. Maybe.
Love it. Been playing a lot of Liliana of the Veil, and when you ultimate her, it's always so fun to like choose the piles. It's like,
Yeah,
what's the best
which
way to pile your crap so that you
you get
end up with the
screwed.
worst possible?
Yeah.
Although it's usually pretty tough to lose after you ultimate her, but
Yeah, you're like, oh, did
it
you
almost
what?
doesn't matter, but
Did you oh no, did you lose half your lands or all of them?
yeah.
Interesting. I wonder how that happened. Which, to be fair, that's just the most fun and best thing you could possibly do in Magic is screw people on lands.
Of course, yeah. I'm sad that we don't have. I don't think there's a reliable Ponza deck in
Yeah,
Timeless, like
and
other
in
than just Land of War Elf, Blood Moon kind of stuff, but
yeah,
like, or I
but
guess Deathrite Shaman, Blood Moon, or Delighted Halfling, Blood
yeah,
Moon.
I mean, just wait, we're gonna
Yeah,
get
once
Modern
they give us
Horizons 3.
Sinkhole, oh
Yeah.
yeah, once they give us free Sinkhole in Modern Horizons 3, Strip Mine, and all that stuff.
Oh, baby. Don't talk dirty to me like that, Jeff.
Give
I
me
want
strip
those.
mine. I don't even
Yeah.
want wasteland. I want strip mine, okay?
Strip mine. It literally sounds like some sort of like MTG strip club.
Yeah.
Strip mine.
The strip mine.
Yeah. It's just a
But yeah,
bunch
that's
of
all been
coal miners.
awesome. I'm just realizing now I actually didn't answer your first question at the very start of the show. So you asked me what was my favorite limited set, and then what was my favorite set. So for Constructed, my favorite set is actually Lost Caverns. I think there's just been a lot of not only really powerful and good stuff in that set for Standard in particular, but even for Explorer. But also, I just like a lot of the cards. Like, I think they're just fun designs that are cool to play with. The card that has become my pet card now that I'm building decks for in literally every format, Standard, Explorer, and Timeless, is Inti, Senescal in the Sun.
Yeah.
That card is so good, and how did I not realize how good this card was? And I'm just playing it. I'm just loving playing that card,
Yeah.
and I'm bringing back Liliana because I just love playing those two cards together, and it's been a lot of fun.
That sounds
So,
like a ton of fun. I was kind of like, not that I was waiting for that, but I remember seeing NT because obviously, spoiler alert, if you haven't listened to our Drunken Vorthos episode, don't listen to what I'm just about to say. But
yeah.
Inti's dead. He died.
Yeah, he sure did.
So I'm sorry that you fell in love with the dead dude. That sucks. You're never gonna
Yeah.
get another Inti card unless it's like Inti's Echo or something.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I only need this one.
Just the one. Well, there you
It's not
go.
the character, it's the card.
I
So
know. No, I know. But I just wanted to rub salt in the wound if I
yeah,
possibly
you know
could.
they'll never make a new Inti that's even better. Oh
Yeah.
no.
No. This is the exact same one except for it costs one mana. And it's colorless. No.
And you exile two cards instead of one when you
Oh.
discard.
But yeah, besides that, and all the bans in Standard and different things like that, we did obviously get Karn the Great Creator and Geological Appraiser banned in Explorer. We did. We did it.
Yes, I
We
don't care
banned
about
them.
Karn, but Appraiser, get out of
Appraiser,
here.
yeah. It's
The
so f
one blight upon the Lost Caverns of Ixalan,
that they
that
printed
set.
that card.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I think it's worth noting that Smuggler's Copter was unbanned in Pioneer, but is not
Yes.
currently on Arena.
Yeah.
So that
It's a
sucks.
real bummer because it's currently making a pretty big
Splash.
difference between Explorer and Pioneer now. Like, one of the things that Khans of Tarkir did is close that gap by giving us treasure cruise. So now Phoenix is actually playable, and I mean, people were playing it, but it was bad in Explorer because the whole point is that you refuel with the best treasure cruise deck. That's like why people play it in Pioneer. Yeah, so that gap closed and then like opened again immediately because they unbanned Smuggler's Copter and it's not on Arena. I think people are kind of finding Smuggler's Copter isn't all it was cracked up to be. It's still good, but your deck has to want it actually rather than just jamming it in
Just
everything.
it's colorless, yeah.
But still, like, I think the red black deck that like I'm playing in Explorer, in Pioneer, they've mostly moved to a slightly lower to the ground version that plays Copter.
Instead of
And I
Reckoner
think
Bankbuster?
Inti a lot of the time, because Inti and
Ooh.
Copter is nuts.
That does sound nuts. Ooh. Yeah, you just have a way better two mana artifact.
Yeah, and then Bankbuster, like,
The
come on.
Bankbuster,
Talk about an upgrade.
So that is another reason why I'm saying, like, hey, having all of Khans on Arena, not Khans block remastered, like we've had with Shadows Remastered came out
Yeah,
this year,
yeah.
which we didn't really cover because, yeah, there's some cards that came into it, but like we didn't get the full set, and like we had some of the cards already. It was kind of an awkward release.
It was super awkward, right? Because like one of the cards I was interested in, and it's Tireless Tracker, but then I think we already had Tireless Tracker,
In
so.
an anthology that they
And
were
it's why I
giving
didn't
us.
like the anthologies that they did if their plan was to do this, because then it's like, well, a lot of the cards I'm excited for from this set are already here,
Yeah, so it's like,
so
what? Khans was like the last project they had going backwards.
right.
But like we don't have cards from all of Fate Reforged or Dragons of Tarkir, but we have a bunch of dragons cards already, like the commands and stuff. And the dragons. I'm pretty sure we have all the dragons or some of them.
Yeah, I mean
But
they're pretty terrible, I guess.
mostly not important. And Fate Reforged, we have Ugin, stuff like that. It's just like we have them, so it's just like an awkward, like, does the devs want to make the entire set for you? And it's just a weird, awkward thing.
We even
So
have Monastery Mentor now
that was just
from Fate.
reprinted, right?
Yeah.
So like
And nobody plays it because it's
it's
bad.
bad. So the fact that, we got all of Lord of the Rings, we're going to get all of Modern Horizons, I'm pretty sure. It's just like, that is good. Like, I don't know how much farther they're going to go back. I'm pretty sure they're just kind of capping it for now. And, if they bring back stuff, they'll probably continue to do it in installments. We had Explorer Anthology 3 and Historic Anthology 7, I think, was the one.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for Timeless Anthology, which is just going to be whatever the fuck that they want.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what the hell that is if they do
It's
that.
all
But
going to
I
be digital-only cards because they know how much Timeless players love the
love
digital-only
digital-only
cards.
cards.
And they'll be so powerful, you have to play them.
That's exactly what's going to happen, Jeff. Why are you making me feel bad and sad now? I was trying to feel good about this year, but now you're
I'm
making me
bummed.
sad.
Now I'm
Now I'm
bummed.
bummed. I do agree, though. I think that Lost Caverns of Ixalan was awesome. Though, looking back, I really loved Wilds of Eldraine.
Wilds was pretty
Yeah.
cool.
It had some of my like favorite cards and wacky strategies, and all the aura stuff that was going around was really fun. Me trying to make auras a thing was a blast.
And I think the narrative that it was super underpowered because they were so worried about, obviously, first time they took a crack at it, it was crazy overpowered in Eldraine. I think that was like blown out of proportion. I think the set is totally reasonably powered. Yeah, I guess the big thing to talk about vis-a-vis the power level of Wilds of Eldraine and Lost Caverns of Ixalan 2 is how do we feel about big change that happened this year, which is standard is 3 years worth of cards instead of two.
Can't believe it took us this long to talk about it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Almost completely forgot just because it feels like it's just the new norm. But I want to say that I have been feeling the effects of it a lot.
Same.
I am so tired of some of these cards. And I don't know if I'll.
Honestly, like I kind of have enjoyed the Wandering Emperor as a card in the format. I think there's a lot of play to it and it's interesting. But like that's enough of it. That's enough. I don't want to have to think about it every single time my opponent is playing white and I attack with anything.
For
Like I
like
did that for
three
2 years.
years.
That's enough.
I
That's
don't need to
enough.
do it. And the other thing is like, is it doing what Wizards wanted it to do, which was revitalize paper standard? The only reason that they decided that it was going to be a 3-year standard is so that they didn't have any feel bads about their deck getting rotated
Right.
or whatever, like cards getting becoming useless. Now mana bases are super strong because they have a bunch of extra lands.
Yeah, way too good for like just insane standard mana bases.
Yeah, like
And then
the
random stuff, like if you want to play blue red aggro, you can't because you just don't have a blue red fast land and all the lands suck. It's
Yeah.
like, oh, that's a
So
bummer.
it's like, oh, okay. So then it incentivizes them to always put in all of the cycles into like standard, as well as it's not super like beginner friendly because the point is that you can collect like the point of standard really is that like it's a constructed format for people that have been drafting for a couple sets and they have a bunch of cards that they could actually play in a deck. Obviously, and you'll like that's what Wizards will tell people. I don't know if that's actually how it fully functions, but now it's like if you started like today, you'd have to go buy a bunch of lands. Like the mana base would be extremely like expensive. And also a lot of them are going to rotate soon anyway, but there's some of the best ones. So like I don't know.
It
It still has
definitely
this.
incentivizes like good stuff piles because you have 3 years of cards right now, not two. And we're having a discussion right now in the Discord channel about blue red pirates in standard. We're like, well, it's actually pretty good, but it's not tier one. And it's just so hard for a deck like that to ever be tier one because
Without
you're using essentially, like it's almost block constructed, like Lost Caverns of Ixalan, because that's where all the pirates are. And you're playing against 3 years of cards instead of the usual, like after rotation, we would be playing against sort of like, 1.5 years of cards kind of thing, like is normally what you'd be up against. And you actually have a fighter's chance, like
For
Green
at
White
least
Toxic did some stuff.
like a season, but
Yeah, so it's a bummer in that sense. It's just going to make everything, all the best cards and standard is your deck. And if you're playing control, you play all the best control cards. If you're playing aggro, you play all the best aggro cards. And it makes like Kindred decks and stuff like that pretty difficult,
to
unless
play.
they really commit to pushing
Diversifying
the archetype or having it across every set. Like
multiple
humans are in
sets.
every set, so humans is still a Kindred deck that shows up.
Which, the next two sets we're getting could have a lot of different artifacts, archetypes and creature types. So it's possible, but it's to if they want to or not, give us a sweet pirate in like Outlaws of Thunder Junction or something, but
No, it's gonna be like literally a, it's gonna be like Breaches or something, but he will not be a pirate. He will be like
just a
an
oh
outlaw.
he cares about artifacts instead or something completely not even that just like he cares about gun equipments
That's right.
like that's gonna be what it is so yeah I think personally everyone's talking about how, like, I don't know. Okay, I don't play a ton of paper as far as like at my local game store. But it seems like it's still not huge, and the whole 3-year thing isn't really selling it for people. And there's a lot of talks about a bunch of other random things with like card availability and blah, blah, blah that's going on right now.
Like not only is
But.
Sheoldred $1 billion, it's actually really hard to get one. I've looked at all of the like just out of curiosity, see what they're selling for at all of the shops that I could buy it from, and none of them have any in stock.
So it's like, what are you supposed to do? Like, how am I supposed to play this format? Do I just like not play with that card? Or could I just play Arena where I can actually play the deck I want to play with the best cards.
Can
And
play a $1,200 deck on Arena because it's still,
it's all,
35 wild cards or
yeah,
whatever.
that's what it is. And that's why we always say Arena is really ch like it's cheaper than paper if you're smart with what you're doing. So I just think that I agree that standard players or people who want to play standard are just doing it on Arena and they're just not going to do it in paper. Like your local game store won't have standard formats fire or standard Knights fire because people go to their local game store to draft in person or play with other people with different formats. So
Yeah,
I just
I think
don't
they
know
like
if,
backed themselves into a corner with Alchemy, where they're like, Alchemy is going to be the Arena format, and then Standard's going to be the paper format. And then they sort of committed to that, and everyone's just like, well, I don't want to play Alchemy, I want to play Standard.
I don't like Alchemy. I'll still play standard on Arena and I'll play Commander in paper.
Right. And so then they are like, well, we gotta boost standard paper numbers because we said standard was the paper format. It's like, well, you don't have
That's it.
to,
You don't have
actually.
to.
You could just understand that standard is the Arena format.
And people are going to do that because they're also drafting the most Arena.
Yeah, you should have shortened the window for standard.
Yeah, made it faster because everything's getting solved faster.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, there's some cards that are still around, and it's like I still enjoy Standard. I've been playing a lot of it recently. I've been playing everything recently. Draft Explorer, Standard, and Timeless.
That's everything. Did you
Yeah,
name
there are
any other
other
formats? I
formats.
don't think
Yeah, well, I
so.
haven't been playing any Brawls, what I'm saying.
Oh, right.
No Tiny Bones for me. But I do like standard, but it is still like some of the cards I'm feeling the fatigue on them, and it's just like I know all the play patterns with these cards, and I just do it. I like go through the motions to play around them, but it's I don't know. It would be more fun if the Wandering Emperor or Farewell or stuff like that were just no longer in the format because I've just like I've win or lose, I've played against them so often, and it's always the same play pattern.
I mean, I think that having the domain deck for March of the Machine till rotation would have been really interesting. And then all of the tri-lands were gone and they had to
Right.
figure stuff out. But no, it's
And
just
now it has to
here.
do the spelunking cave thing.
Exactly. And that could be like an
That
interesting
could be
take.
awesome.
But instead, nope, they just get to do the best thing. Shieldred the Apocalypse is going to be here next year at this time. We're going to be talking about it again
Yeah, we're
next
gonna
year.
be like, man, I'm sick of Shieldred.
That'll be like the Wandering Emperor
Because it's
thing.
so overrated.
But it's just, I mean, obviously it's easier as like the consumer to be like, hey, you should have done this thing, blah blah blah. They have a lot of other stuff going on. They also have Hasbro now, like holding the
Breathing down their
axe,
necks,
being
yeah.
like, because now we know, oh, a lot of the decisions that you're making is just like Hasbro's trying to cut costs everywhere they can, and a lot of people's heads are on the chopping block. Even people that were doing well.
Right.
Did you
Which
know that?
we suspected, but has now been confirmed. That's the other thing that we talked about that happened this year that was huge. We just talked about it last week, is why. But yeah, Hasbro axed a bunch of Wizards employees, even though Wizards is literally like how they're clinging to life, like everything is failing in Hasbro except Wizards of the Coast, which is thriving. And they still axed a bunch of people because they're like, we think you can still thrive even without these people.
And this isn't Magic related, but Baldur's Gate 3 won like Game of the Year or something. And
It sure did.
almost none of the people on the team are still there. Like,
Oh, really?
almost all of them are gone. Whether now, all the articles I was reading didn't specifically say that they got the axe or whatever, but so they could have left because they were frustrated. But the original team that was working on Baldur's Gate 3 is not is almost completely disbanded. There's only a few left. So
Wait,
that's
like the Magic set, Baldur's Gate?
no
Like
no no
Baldur's
the
Gate 3 isn't a Hasbro product, is it?
wasn't it like the D&D team had to, because D&D is still under WotC.
Oh, but the oh right, the game was designed by Larian, but they would have had to work
Have
with
with
D&D,
D&D
right?
on
They would
it.
have had to, yeah, because it is, yeah, okay,
Their
that makes sense.
property.
So none
Hooray.
of the D&D team that collaborated with Larian.
Yes.
Because Larian, I know it's the opposite. When they started Baldur's Gate 3, they had less than 100 people. By the time the game was done, they had like 500 employees, and they were just
Well,
like
maybe that article was
exploded in
a
order to
little bit
make the game.
misleading and just saying like those people ended up just working for that company instead. Which is also possible.
That'd be pretty cool if Larian was just like, oh, they fired you? Come work for us and make another game.
Or I guess what I'm more likely saying is that they weren't fired at all and they left their job to go work there.
Sure.
And then the article makes it seem like they got fired. I don't have any of that information, but
Oh, I'm sure a bunch of them did get fired, actually.
yeah. So anyway, that's just what's happening in Watsy
Knowing what
world.
happened at WotC, like,
Yeah.
just in, sorry, on the magic side of WotC, it's
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Just ridiculous. Before we start talking about the future, which we're getting close to,
yes.
we do have a new world champion, which is
That's
Jean-Emmanuel
right.
Duprat. Fucking killing it, bro. He had such a
Very
good year.
deserving champion. He's been very good for a very long time. And obviously, last time he was the runner up. So good to see him get the win. And he was in such a good spot, too. Like,
Yeah. He's been awesome. And just
and
such
I
a
personally, you know, I've mentioned this before, but I love it because we were talking about how Esper Legends is the best deck, and then nobody was playing it, so we looked kind of dumb. But then he swooped in and won worlds with it, so we were like
Yeah, so we're
vindicated.
like, well, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I was going to
Yeah.
win the world championship. That's
Duh.
what I was trying to tell you guys, but nobody listened to me.
So that's super great. And he's super deserving. And I'm excited to see what his card is. Though
Yeah, true.
the next card we get is Nathan Storia this year. And
Right.
if things line up like they normally do, it's gonna come out during Outlaws of Thunder Junction. So
Ah,
could be
that's nifty.
he
I
probably
have no idea. Like when Yuta won, I was like, okay, it's gonna be a fairy.
Yeah.
When, but with Nathan, I have no idea. He's played so many different types of decks and excelled with all of them that it's
Yeah, he
like I
just
have no
plays
idea
like the best
what
thing.
card you're gonna
I mean,
get.
he won with Grixis, so I can totally see it being like a Grixis-y mid-rangey thing.
Sure.
Obviously they're all creatures. Nobody's card is like a spell or anything.
Right, because it's supposed to be, yeah,
A
like
legendary
you.
creature. No, they're not legendary though, because these are competitive players and they don't want to make commander
Right.
decks.
Please don't give me that downside.
Yeah. Unless it's like the One Ring where it's actually an upside.
Although Duprat won with Esper Legends, so he may have to make his card legendary.
That's true. Oh, that would be cool.
And then be like, I'm the only one that's legendary.
And yeah, it's legendary and it's green
Yeah,
red.
that's right. Hey, he almost won with green reds.
That's true. He was very, very close. That was also sweet. Like arena things that came out this year, the most important one of all the different stuff that happened, a lot of different weird fixes, but this was the year that we got preferred printings on Arena. One of the first things we ever
Yes.
complained about
Yep.
was not being able to pick your
We
basic
did it,
lands.
Zach. We did it.
We've been talking about this and it happened. So you
Yeah.
can finally pick your favorite basic land, your basic printing of a card. The one thing I want to say is that like sometimes it's a bit ridiculous. There are way too many cards that are like, which printing would you like? The M19 one with the same art as the Thrones of Eldraine
It,
one. You're
like
like,
they look identical.
this is dumb. So it's like, what? Okay, yeah. There has to be an extra little button and blah blah. Or like, I don't have the other printing of that card. Why do you give me the option to pick it? But
Or I
anyway.
did like the old system where you'd right click on a card and then you could scroll through all of the alternate options and like buy them in gold if you want to. The new system is you have to go to do not like cards I don't own,
Oh,
then hit the
sure.
little thing to show
And
them
then
all. And it's like, I don't know, I'm just used to it. But the old way seemed way easier if you wanted to
do that
get a
specific thing.
specific style for that card. Like I think I blinged out my Gruul Adventures deck just because I loved the adventure card art. Like normally I'd be like,
Right.
don't
Oh.
waste gold on that, and I understood that, but I was
No.
just like, now I have these awesome Bone Crusher Giants. I
It's
think that was
true.
worth it.
I like the Lovestruck Beast one the most, I think, actually, out
That
of
one,
those,
yeah, that
but
one is awesome, but I never play Lovestruck Beast anymore, but I still play
yeah.
Bone Crusher
That's
Giants,
true.
so
That's true. I guess I'm just thinking about when that was super relevant, but yeah, We did finally get this, which is
It's
wonderful.
ludicrous to me to think that I used to import a deck list, go in, remove all the basics, then sort through all the basics to find the one that I like, and then click the number of times each one was in the deck. That's insane. That
Yeah.
was years that I was doing that.
Either that, or you make a template for a deck, which is just all your favorite basics, and then you just
Right.
make a copy of it and then build your deck in that template.
Right.
Insane that
Yeah,
this was
it's
like
crazy that
the world.
that's how we used to do it. Now I import a
It's,
deck and it has the lands that I like.
yeah. And if I have a draft deck, like the biggest thing was with draft because you'd have to
Yeah.
redo it each time. And the fact that every once in a while there will be like a little glitch and I'll have the wrong basics and be like, what the fuck?
Excuse me? This
These
is
aren't, these
unacceptable.
are
I would like
not
a refund.
my old border basics. What
That's
is
right.
this? I can't play with this swill. What is this Lord of the Rings art on my
Yeah.
basic lands?
How dare you?
It's disgusting.
I demand to be refunded for this draft.
Yeah. Give me a trophy now. This one, this is something that just happened in Magic, but it's something we haven't really seen a bunch of. I think we're going to see a lot more of it, which is promotions that tie in with other products. Most notably, the promotion with Hot Pockets and the promotion with IHOP. Now, Hot Pockets was just a thing. It was like there were boxes that were planeswalkers, and you got little, you got like experience or like starter decks and stuff if you bought them. But the IHOP one was like a bunch of content creators who just got IHOP play mats and IHOP sleeves, and then they like hosted Commander Nights at IHOP and all this stuff. It was like IHOP's like, hey, play Commander here. You get food too.
Do you like pancakes?
We also care about the stacks, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what it kind of seemed like. But I thought that was a really good idea. Like
Sure.
I am always for like making Magic the Gathering more well known, and so that I can tell people I play Magic and they don't send me videos of David Blaine. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like I just don't need
like
to
they
see
don't think I do magic, card tricks.
Yeah, because I'm like an actor, I've also just I've had people or friends think that I'm also a magician.
Like, you gotta see this one. I'm sure you've seen
Yeah.
it. I'm sure
And
you
I'm
know it.
like, yeah, it's cool, I guess. It's like, don't you do this every Wednesday? It's like, don't you have a podcast about this? Like,
No.
no. First of all, a podcast about sleight of hand sounds horrible. because you can't see anything. It's not that. It's not that. And then it gets to the point where you're like, this person won't understand. I don't even want to bring it up. And they're like,
Yeah,
oh, so
I
it's like
just
Pokemon? I'm like, no, it's like Magic. Pokemon is like Magic, in fact.
Pokemon is like magic. Yeah.
But we don't have a TV show because it didn't come out this year like it was supposed to. This
That's
was it. This
true.
was the year it was supposed to come out. It didn't come out, so.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that stuff's all good. I didn't interact with any of it, obviously,
Me
because
neither,
you
but
just mentioned. Still
well,
never had a Hot Pocket.
oh right, okay. I need to get you. Hot Pockets are great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Are they better than Pizza Pops?
they are different than Pizza Pops. Pizza Pops are more like pillowy, doughy. Like I would sleep on a Pizza Pop because they're so
Yes, they
just
are.
like so soft. Hot
Although I think with
Pockets.
the advent of air fryers, you can get the like more calzone style, like crispy
More
outside pizza
crispy.
pop.
Okay. Because Hot Pockets, we've talked about Hot Pockets on the show a couple times,
Yeah,
but
last when this came up the first time, yeah.
yeah, but the actual like dough part is much more crust-like,
Gotcha,
and there's
yeah.
more space for filling because there's it's less pillowy soft.
Right.
Biting into a pizza pop has just such a different feel than biting into a Hot Pocket, which is if you ever listen to the Jim Gaffigan special where he talks about Hot Pockets, Hot Pockets. He does that the whole time.
I've never heard it, but I know that reference just
That
because I
reference.
so many people have referenced it that I'm like,
Yeah.
Hot Pocket.
Yeah, toilet pocket. Yeah, that's him. He basically talks about which is the truth, which either it's ice cold still or lava hot and it burns your
Yeah.
mouth. That's
Pizza Pops have a bit of that going on too.
they do, but it's there's something about there's just too much sauce in Hot Pockets sometimes, which is
Yeah.
usually a good thing, But when it's really hot, it fucks
Burn
you
your
up.
mouth every
Burn your
time.
mouth. Yeah, pretty bad. But I do love them. I kind of miss Hot Pockets, though. Do I? If I eat them again, I'll probably be like, oh, this
Yeah, this
isn't
is
super great.
actually not.
I like Pizza Pops too, but they also do the same thing where it's like, ah, my stomach doesn't feel super great after eating this.
Yes,
Why do I do this
absolutely.
to
Yeah,
myself?
why do I always think this is going to be a good idea? It's because I know it's going to take like a minute and a half, and
Oh, but the convenience is worth like the 3 hours of like agony that I'm in afterwards.
yeah, and the burnt roof of your mouth.
Wow, why does this taste like blood?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I'm excited for the next thing that they do in the line of this. And anyone out there, if you happen to have a IHOP pancake playmat with matching sleeves and pan coins, I want them. Send them to me, please.
Reach out on Discord.
I don't even like pancakes that much, but there's something about those fluffy little,
You
I
know,
just
I basically
want it.
never interacted with pancakes for years, but now that I have a toddler, I make them all the time.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
it's just nonstop pancakes. So,
Ooh.
I'm a pancake convert, I guess. I mean, I still think waffles are better,
Waffles are
but
better. There's
it's
more
just like so much
resistance.
easier to make pancakes than to get out the waffle iron and.
It's true, and it's like not as hard to clean up. Waffle iron is like, oh
Yeah,
God, if something goes
exactly.
wrong, you're like, fuck my life, what is
Yep,
this?
yep, yep.
Also, flapjacks is just such a fucking cool thing to say. I love some
Yeah. I
flapjacks.
should start saying asking him if he wants flapjacks.
Yeah, just do that. I think technically they're like thinner than pancakes, which are a little fluffier.
Yeah.
And I pretend that I like
Less
those more.
baking what
Soda?
powder.
Powder? What is the difference between baking powder and baking soda?
One of them makes your fridge smell nice, and one of them
Yeah.
you put in to have things rise.
I think soda is the cleaning product. That's the one that you
Yeah.
put in the volcanoes with the vinegar, right?
Yes,
And
that's
then
the one that mixes with vinegar.
powder rises stuff. All right. Figured it out, finally.
I always like have to think that one through though, every time I say it. Like baking through the
Yeah.
powder.
But like baking soda, why would you call it baking soda? Wouldn't you just call it like Arm and Hammer fridge cleaner or something? Like
Yeah.
fridge fresher.
I feel
Anyway.
like baking soda can also be used. I don't know. I feel like I've had soda bread and stuff where
Oh, that's
the
true.
rising agent is baking soda.
So
So
it doesn't really matter.
I don't know. One's in my fridge, one's in my pantry. That's all I know.
Yeah, okay. With that, let's move on to 2024 and the things we're looking forward to the most.
Yes.
I can say mine, it's right here. I've been mentioning it the whole
I know
episode.
exactly what it is going to be.
I cannot wait for
Fallout.
Outlaws of Thunder Junction. This set is going to be sick. I've been waiting for a cowboy set forever.
Yes.
I don't care if there's guns or whatever in the set. The sanctity of Magic's fantasy IP. Like long ago, I thought like a cops and robbers type of set seemed really interesting. I thought it would be really cool if the keyword detain was in the set, but it doesn't seem like this one seems like we're all villains and we're the villains. So I doubt there will be like a cops thing as part of it. But it seems sweet. We can get like a whole host of stuff. I think we're getting Jason Vraska back. And Oko is coming back too, it seems like. So all the sweet stuff. Kellen's papa is going to be in the set. Maybe that'll be Nathan. Maybe Nathan will be Oko.
Oko. Yeah, hopefully Oko is a little more reasonably scaled. The numbers are actually tested this time rather than just like, I don't know, plus two sounds reasonable for this thing. Excuse me.
Oko's probably going to be a creature. You know,
True,
you
yeah,
could use your
right.
Oko to turn your other Oko into an elk.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, so I'm excited for most of this. I've obviously don't care too much about the Fallout and Assassin's Creed stuff because I'm pretty sure we're not going to get that on Arena, and I'm just it's another one of those I won't interact with this.
Commander or something.
And while I've played some Assassin's Creed games, I have like literally zero connection to Fallout. I haven't played any of them. So, and I don't know, I'm not like a huge Assassin's Creed fan, so both of these are like whatever to me. Psyched for Modern Horizons 3, literally just because of like 2 weeks ago. If you asked me little over 2 weeks ago, I would have said, well, I don't care about Modern Horizons 3 either. But now I'm like, whoa, that's going to be probably the biggest shakeup on
For
this list.
Timeless, yeah.
Certainly for Timeless, but just like in general, right?
That's
The,
true.
assuming I'm still playing Timeless, that's going to be the most impactful one for me. But the actual standard sets all seem really cool. I'm psyched for them. If I had to pick one right now, I think I'd pick Bloomburrow. I just think that sounds
Okay.
so cool with the like Redwall inspired
Inspired
set. I
stuff.
think there's going to be a lot, and I think it's going to be really creature based, so it's going to be really focused on combat and tagging and blocking and like the type of magic that I love. So I already have high hopes for that limited format, and I'm ready to be supremely disappointed. But yeah,
Yeah.
and then Pioneer Masters at the end of the year is going to be nuts.
Oh, I forgot about Pioneer Masters. That's going to be good. I'm also excited for that.
And one thing I'm excited about for like immediately, okay, so is Ravnica Remastered, which it's not coming on Arena, but they said there will be some, I forget what they said exactly, there will be some surprises or there'll be some stuff on Arena from it.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen any Ravnica Remastered previews, they have old border Shocklands.
Right.
So my hope is that there's going to be a card style on Arena
For old border
to
shocks.
old border your Shocklands, and I absolutely will buy that if that is the case. So
I will definitely also do that because every once in a while, the fast lands look a little bit too close to the shock lands for
they
my
do,
mind.
don't they?
And I'm like, I need these to be a little bit different. No, that's
I have
great.
definitely slapped a Blackleaf Cliffs into play on turn four to cast Shieldred and been like, pay two life, no.
It's fucking tapped. Yeah, that's awful. I did want to call a shot with Bloomburrow. I think because that's going to seemingly be the creature-based set and be very Kindred focused, that is going to be the return of like Kindred sorceries and instants.
Oh, I can see
Because
that.
they made the big thing with Khan saying, hey, we're changing all the stuff. The Kindred part of that didn't seem to matter for
Like,
cons.
why are
Why are
you
you bringing
doing
this up right
this?
now? But
Because
when we
it,
were like,
very
obviously,
shrewd.
yeah, maybe we'll have some shrews as well. But yeah, so either like Bloomburrow makes the most sense. Lorwyn also was the first set that ever had instants or sorceries that were considered, they had the word tribal on them, which is now being changed to Kindred. But I could see it being in Bloomburrow.
Support could for it could be in both, right? Like
That's
to
true.
try to push, because it, I think Huey even said they have some things coming down the pipeline to try to incentivize Kindred decks and stuff. So
Yeah.
obviously, like we've talked about, you have to have multiple sets with
With.
overlapping like creature types.
Yeah.
And so Bloomburrow feels a bit Lorwyn-y, and then Lorwyn coming
Has a
whatever the
bunch of that
year
stuff.
after, I guess,
Yes.
or 2 years
Brendis.
later. Anyways, the year after, I forget.
I actually can't remember. They'll be in standard at the same time. No, nevertheless.
That's right.
So.
So, although I am excited for Outlaws, I actually think the set I'm least excited for is the Murders at Karlov Manor.
Yeah.
Not because I don't think that sounds cool, I just think all the other ones sound really
Way
cool.
cooler. It'll be really interesting. This Murders at Karlov Manor will be the first time we get to have a smaller story. And I'm very interested in being like, I'm so tired of Magic stories being like the earth is shaking, the world is crumbling around us. We need to do this, or our
This
entire
one
existence is
planeswalker
over.
must save the day.
I'm so tired of that. And I thought that Lost Caverns of Ixalan wouldn't have that, but it still kind of did, which is
It
like the
sort of
entire
did,
plane
yeah.
is at stake, and this vampire thing's gonna eat
Although
everybody.
it took like the change of, it actually didn't really solve any of these problems. They're
No,
all still
still
there when
there.
we
Yeah.
left.
So it's like, okay, great. We're gonna have to deal with this again, which is the classic Magic thing. Hey, we get to have another card with the character that you like.
You
So
wanted more Myco Tyrant? We delivered.
we're gonna deliver. So I'm excited for Murders as like a, can we do just a smaller thing where we don't have to go to every different guild district, whatever. Some of the previews make it seem like it's very possible that that's not the
The
case.
previews still look like it's a guild set, right?
I
Like
know.
there's
It's
Boros
like,
cards and
And they keep telling me it's not a guild set, so I don't really know what's going on, but we will.
You'll
Maybe
have
that's what.
all the leaders, I think.
Or some of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to find out. But in any case, I want to see for the actual like just story of Magic. I'm really interested in something that's quite small, that's literally just like there are these characters, go kind of. I don't need teams and teams of folks. Like we could just.
Yeah. I mean, I assume it's going to be very like Sherlock Holmesy, I guess.
Yeah, which would be totally fine with me. I love that.
Same.
So excited to get into that. But oh, that's really the year, man. It's been quite a
What a
year.
year, man.
And
And what a year we have coming up. I'm just honestly like, the past few years have just been awesome.
Yeah, Magic is in like a pretty sweet place. Limited sets really hit, even ones we don't like. I don't like it, but other people think it's amazing. So that's just
Right.
personal preference. It's
I
not
don't think
just
there's
like
any, yeah, there's no set that is like
that was a stinker.
in recent memory that was universally hated except Streets of New Capenna, I think. It's probably the worst one.
Yes, that was probably the worst one. But people still obviously loved all the lands and Rafine and stuff came from it. So
Yeah.
cut
It had a
down.
huge, huge impact on Standard for sure.
Actually, Jeff, before we leave, we completely skipped over something, and I don't know why it took us so long to say this, but probably because it was an afterthought, or maybe it was the aftermath of March of the Machine.
Ooh.
I was just saying that, hey, they tried to do this thing where, I think the point of the set was really just like, hey, let's show you a bunch of cards, and then this crazy thing's gonna happen where all the planeswalkers lose their spark just about. And now we have a bunch of legendary creatures that are those cards. And if we put those in the regular set, you would have seen them too early and the secret would be out.
Right.
I think that this product failed pretty badly.
Yeah,
Not that
so I actually like the idea as you just presented it,
the.
and I can see where they're coming from. But from our end, it comes across as very cash grabby. It's like, here's another really small set that you're gonna have to buy, and like most of these cards are terrible. And it's just, it
They're.
didn't make a lot of sense in terms of, as a consumer, why would I buy this? I thought the idea is kind of neat, but there's got to be a diff better execution of this.
I
Like,
think
we
they
didn't
need
want
an
to
im.
spoil the story. There's like a story-driven set release kind of thing, and we want to give you all the commanders that you're going to be like, a lot of
Playing
people are going to
with
be like, I
now.
can play Nissa as my commander now. That's awesome. Let's give them the Nissa. But it came across very like, we're trying to squeeze you for every dime you have, which they probably also were doing because Hasbro's breathing down their necks and forcing them to.
But I that's
Yeah, I
sitting
think that's
like
why it just wasn't, there weren't a lot of good cards in it.
no.
And the way they packaged it was like, why would I buy this?
Why do I spend like $6 or $7 for five cards that are random? Like it just seemed absurd.
And most of them are going to suck. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, there's maybe one card in here that I want. So I'll just buy the single.
They should have just like not done a set of commander decks for March of the Machine and only made commander decks for Aftermath. Boom.
Right.
There's your, it's all story tie-in. Like those are the people that care about it anyway.
And the
Or,
commander decks are these planeswalkers that you've wanted to be your commander
and so
forever.
now they're creatures. Like that would be super great. I think that's a great idea. Or which would, I as the consumer want them to have less products. So that would just cut, skip over the, they wouldn't have double commander decks. They would just have a single one. Either that, or it needs to come out a little bit later than March of the Machine, and the set needs to be larger, and they need to make the draft format so that we have to have two of Aftermath, one of March, or one of March and two
Right.
of Aftermath. Or
Yeah, if
sorry,
they'd done it as like a block, right? Like a mini
A
block or
two-set block or
whatever.
something, just like randomly.
Yeah.
That would have been super
Just
cool.
like, hey, we're gonna revisit the old like two set mini block kind of thing. If
Just
they'd
this
framed it
once.
that way, I would have been like, oh man, I loved blocks. Like, yeah, let's do it. I'll draft this.
If that came out around the same time as like but like before Lord of the Rings, like that would have been, hey, enfranchised players, here's Lord of the Rings. Also standard players, here's a new set for you. Because all summer we were just toast
And
standard
draft
players.
players, here you get to Here's a shake up of a format that you've
Yeah.
been playing
And
or whatever.
Arena, instead of doing, because they already didn't do the alchemy shake-up draft thing that they like to do for March of the Machine, they could have just done it with Aftermath. Way better. Way better. I should work at WotC and then get cut because Hasbro doesn't want me there. Anyway, I didn't want to finish the episode before talking about that. We almost forgot. I almost forgot completely.
I still routinely forget that that was a thing, so.
Yeah, it happens all the time. But with that, Jeff, let's just go to our last call because we're going to be talking a lot of magic a lot of other times, but it's only one time we
That's
get to
right.
talk about this beer. So let's go into it. Sorry. We have a rating system for the beers that we drink on the podcast there. It's the same as the tiers in Arena, bronze to mythic. Isn't that fun? So this has also nothing to do with what tier you were in currently. Don't feel bad. Everyone's in different tiers at different times. It usually just matters about how much you're playing on the ladder specifically. There's a bunch of different ways to play, so it doesn't really matter. So don't feel bad when we say that bronze beers are trash. They're horrible. You can't drink them. You have to spit them out. They're just piss, and you throw them on the ground.
Yeah, silver beers are bad beers or just boring beers. So you could have a macro brew here that's just kind of like, eh.
Gold beers are fine, but you don't really think them about them very often. But like, yeah, you'll have it.
Yeah, sure. Platinum, these are solid. These are good beers, and you'd happily drink this again.
Diamond beers are fantastic. You like these a lot. You share them with your friends.
And Mythic, well, these are the best of the best. These are why you like beer, because some of them are like this.
Yes. Now we have Grandma's Boy, this wild ale blend with
Wild
Shiro
indeed.
plums. Very wild. I'm interested to hear what you have to say about this. This is closer to what I thought this was going to be. I don't think I was really thrown off.
Yeah, so the first sip, it's one of those kind of like open your palate beers.
Moments.
So the first sip was, I found it really sour. And I was just like, whoa, that's like fruity and sour. And I thought that I was going to hate it. But then when I started drinking more of it mellowed out. My palate had opened up and was used to
Used
that
to
taste
it.
now. And then it tasted a lot more like beer. And I was still getting, like, it still was a sour, funky. You'd get the plums for sure. Like,
Yes.
a lot of plum comes through. But it still tastes like a beer to me. It was very carbonated, I thought, like almost champagne-y, which I actually liked with the style. I think it goes well with the, like, sour fruitiness, almost like a wine, like a sparkling wine kind of thing. But yeah, once I
Got
got
into it.
acclimated, was accustomed to it, I really enjoyed it actually. My first sip was like, whoa, this can be a struggle. This tastes like sour fruit juice. But it really was just that first sip, and then it kind of settled. I was like, yep, all right, this is a nice beer.
I
Not
think
like
I.
necessarily what I would choose and gravitate towards myself, but
Yeah.
definitely good.
Everything that you just said, same stuff. I think now, anytime I see something that is like aged or blended with or put in or anything, and it says a fruit on it, I just immediately go to this is a sour or this is going to be sour. There's some. Anytime there's just like it says with this, instead of like. It's a mango smoothie, something that's different than like this was aged with or blended with this
For
fruit.
sure.
You're like, they're getting kind of funky. They're letting this fruit get add the extra sugars in there and get a little sour. But yeah, I like this one, and it's definitely a nice pivot if you like Jelly King from this same brewery from Bellwoods. You're gonna like this one as well. And it
For sure,
delivers on
there's a
all that
lot of
stuff.
similarity with Jelly King.
Yeah, it's not a candy. It's definitely still a beverage. And it is the type of thing that you could pour out a little bit for all your friends and you could all really enjoy it, even from just one bottle. I think that you could get a lot of people to open up to something like this as opposed to slamming some sort of warhead sour tasting candy bomb of like pucker, whatever.
For sure.
Pucker King's sour taint or something, whatever.
Oh, dear God.
Whatever. Whatever weird name that they come up with.
Yeah.
But with that, I'll probably say, like, I would say I liked this, and I will look out for more of their random yearly things. So with that, I'd probably give this diamond. Like, I would
Yeah.
like to try 2023's version of whatever this is.
Sure. Right. I think for me it's platinum, but like a solid high platinum. This beer's at platinum one, and it's really trying
Yeah.
to get
Hop
that
in
last
there.
win, but it just keeps, it keeps punting right at the last
It
second.
just keeps blood mooning itself.
Yeah, not again.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, so a strong platinum. I think, like, to me, this is, like you said, reminiscent of Jelly King, but I would pick Jelly King over this. So
Okay.
then it's how often am I going back to this when I
It's true.
probably just get whatever the new Jelly King they're
That's
offering
true.
is?
They make a bunch of Jelly Kings. No, you're definitely right. This one has like a, it's more limited edition type of stuff, so it has a higher price point. So in general, I'll definitely drink Jelly King more often than this. But that also means that if I have one, I'm going to be like trying to share it with people if it's possible. Which,
But I think Diamond's super reasonable rating for this
yeah,
as well. Like, I could go either way on that.
it's
Sort of how I'm
definitely.
feeling. It's one of those, on one given night, I would rate a Diamond, to another given night,
Yeah,
I'd rate it platinum.
it's also the thing that this brewery is around the corner from my apartment, so I could just stop
It's all
by,
mythic.
yeah, at any time and just get it. So it's not difficult for me to find, which also changes stuff a little bit.
Yeah,
But
I
anyway.
can't get this because the Bellwoods that is near me is all the usual stuff that is in the LCBO. It's not the limited release stuff like this.
Exactly. So, but anyway, great beers. Great episode, great year, honestly.
Great year. Yeah.
Yeah. And something we haven't said, if you've gotten this far, this was a big year for the Arena Regulars. We've done a lot of
Yeah.
stuff. We've moved into different places. We got things cooking. And this was the year that we hit 100 episodes, so hey.
Okay, now you do your fireworks, right?
Yeah, 100 episodes.
Woohoo!
Perfect. But folks, with that, it is officially closing time. So if you want to talk to us, you can always find us at Arena Regulars on Twitter and Instagram.
May find us on Arena itself under the username Arena Regulars Podcast.
If you want to talk to me personally, you can find me at Zulberg, that is Zulberg on Twitter and Instagram. But actually, the easiest place to talk to me is Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 on Twitch, Twitch TV. Backslash regular underscore Zach is how you find
Is
me.
it Monday to Friday now?
Did I say Monday to Friday? I meant to say
You
Monday to
did.
Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good clarification.
Fantastic. Maybe at some point it'll be Monday to Friday. I did just get affiliate today, but I'm not opening my schedule
Woohoo!
that much because I don't know how lucrative it's going to be. But
Yeah.
yeah, come say hi in the chat.
That's next year where you're
That's
like
yeah.
Monday to Monday.
Monday to Monday, every single day, 10 to 2.
And that would be 10 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Yes, exactly. Jeff, where can they find you?
Best place is, well, in your Twitch chat or on our Discord channel. I go by regular Jeff there, and the link for that should be in the show notes.
That's right. And when Jeff says you can find him in the chat, you can find him every single day. Jeff has always been there. He's a really great chatter as well as just a fantastic podcast host. So I'm so happy that I have such a great support from my good friend here.
Oh,
And
shucks.
yeah, he helped me get to affiliate. You know, without him, I don't think I would have been here. So
Would have been one
anyway,
follower short.
yeah, yeah, and they really matter. With that being said, come find us. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify. Leave us a review there as well. On YouTube, we put up our video versions and go say hi. Leave a like or do whatever you'd like. All that stuff helps out a ton, and those algorithms really care about people's engagement. So if you like the show, give us a like, give us a subscription, do all that kind of stuff. But the best thing you could really do is just tell your friends that you like us, and share us around because Honestly, we just want to meet you as well. So come say
Yeah.
hi. Let us chat with you. We want to hear your thoughts, even if they're not so great. This has been the Arena Regulars.
Reminding you that 2023 was a pretty damn good year for MTG Arena.
Good night. All right, that's fine.